What petty stuff have you had stolen on 13, 27, 10?
Petties.
A struggling mum has been to court, charged, sentenced to 6 months probation, and a conviction was recorded against her name for stealing her neighbour's recycling, which she went and got the money back on to go and buy herself some medication.
Oh.
So I've read the story in the Morning Bulletin.
And this is in central Queensland.
In Frenchville. And as it turns out, it's neighbours. And one of them, so she has the recycling under her house, so it's not exactly out in the street for people to access. So
yes.
She has invaded the privacy and
trespassed
all of that jazz. But they were neighbours, and her story was that she was going over there to ask what things can you recycle to get the money back on, and also could I borrow $5 because doing it tough
and
needs some help
sugar.
To buy medication, which is really important.
Okay.
The neighbour wasn't home, ended up flogging the recycling.
Just helped herself.
Would you have just let that slide? Would you really have gone to court about it? Anyway, that's a whole nother discussion to have.
How much was it? How much?
That's
was
what
it
I'm worth? Saying. I don't. It doesn't say, but she says she needed $5. And as we can imagine, a lot of medications on the system are very inexpensive on purpose to make it not expensive for people to stay healthy.
Yeah,
so
I don't know.
But what I had stolen once in the year 2000 was I left my V-dub in the car park in the apartments I was in Broadbeach.
Yeah.
And it wasn't terribly secure, but never was a big issue for me. I had left my mobile phone in the glove box that night, which
Pinky.
I never did.
Pinky.
Yeah, but it's Murphy's Law.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that night it got broken into and stolen.
Yeah.
You can imagine the shitty little mobile phone it was in the year 2000. Anyway, you know what blew my mind out of the whole story was I was at uni, no money. They stole a crystal hanging from my rear view mirror. What?
Who does
Why?
That?
Why? You got my phone. Talk about petty.
Is this?
Yes, I just heard Pinky talking about petty theft. I think I'd like to call it pretty theft.
Pretty theft?
Yeah, because when we lived in Brisbane, I used to take, go and get the newspaper. So I'd get a pair of scissors and I'd steal people's flowers out of their garden as I was going past and bring them home for Jude.
Yeah, see, I think that's lovely.
Pretty theft.
I mean, Nat's what I reckon who does the cooking shows online. He's encouraged people to do the petty thefting of rosemary for when you're roasting a lamb. Don't buy a little sprig for $5 at Woolies. Go and flog someone because someone's always growing it.
You only need a pinch or two.
Exactly.
Stop pinching rosemary. She doesn't like it.
The question on our Facebook page as well. Cassandra says her thongs from the front door, but she got them back somehow, and then she threw them in the bin. Because you're like, oh, bad juju, go away.
How did you get the thongs back?
I don't know.
We need to know more
story.
On
Cassandra,
that.
Cassandra, let us know. 13, 27, 10. Don't leave us hanging, girlfriend.
How did you get those thongies back? Triple M Morning, who's this?
Yeah, me and the mate decided to go fishing, hooked the boat up, and plugged the trailer bracket in. Yeah, on the way in, says the mate, I said, I don't think my lights are working. He goes, no, they're not. He said, I meant to tell you that. So we pulled over and we bought a new one at Autobahn, a new 7-pin end. Went fishing, came back. Here's the old 7-pin end that was on the trailer, cut off and gone. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, well, they can have that one because it didn't work anyway. But the funniest part about the whole thing was the brand spanking new one was sitting in the back of the unlocked
tray. Oh, yeah.
Just sitting there.
Didn't do much checking. Anyway.
So they've taken the broken
and
one.
He didn't look. Yeah, so we just went, yeah, I will just wire this one up.
Yeah, you just go, oh, well, amateur hour.
And not even now does he have a light on upstairs. So
yeah, there was no lights on home there.
Maxie and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's Triple M.
Triple M.